Hello everyone, and welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology, presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is January 6th, 2019. In this segment, we'll take a look at the week that was and see how the planet's patterns in the zodiac matched up with the past week's events. As the calendar year came to a close, so too did the Republican rule of the U.S. House of Representatives. Simultaneously, there were a few changes going on in the zodiac, three in fact. Mars, Mercury, and Venus all changed signs, setting up new energy patterns, taking us into the new year. This past week, a new Congress took over in Washington, D.C., with Nancy Pelosi back in control of the House of Representatives, and as a consequence of the blue wave election of last November, with a lot of new members, and this time, more representative of the population. The 116th Congress convened on Thursday, January 3rd at noon. Let's see what the astrology chart says. The ascendant is Pisces, the sign of hope and faith, which seems fitting since this Congress is loaded with newbies who come to Washington powered by their idealism and the faith that they can change things for the better. In the first house, there is Mars, planet of action and conflict, which suggests that the new Congress comes with a lot of energy and an agenda, but will also attract a lot of controversy. The ruler of the ascendant sign Pisces is Jupiter, which is in a powerful relationship with Mars. They are in each other's signs, what Vedic astrology calls a Parivartana Yoga. This is a compelling connection that ties together Mars, the planet of action, with Jupiter, the planet of opportunity. Mars, the planet of combat, with Jupiter, the planet of optimism. Mars, the planet of controversy, with Jupiter, the planet of truth. Note, too, that Jupiter, the ruler of the chart, is in the ninth house, which is the house of courts, laws, and judgment. Along with Jupiter in the ninth house, we have Venus, the planet of values and appearance, and the moon, significator of the public. This combination has some other meanings as well. Jupiter is the planet of wisdom. Venus is the planet of guidance. The moon represents not just the public, but also the public's thinking. All of this in the house of beliefs, religion, higher thought, morals, and ethics. So, doesn't sound too bad, does it? Maybe this will be a House of Representatives that tries to correct some of the recent moral and ethical transgressions of the Trump regime. But then we have the 10th house, the house of public deeds, status and position, and authority. Here we have the sun, symbol of the king, or ruler. And here we find Saturn, the reality check planet of limitation, the planet of the establishment, and the planet of control. Alongside Saturn is Mercury, planet of communications, facts and information, messaging, and making decisions. In other words, despite all the hope for action, despite all the idealism and higher thought, there's still harsh realities that control the course of events, such as the Republican-controlled Senate. Now, let's consider the karma timeline of the United States. According to the birth chart of the USA, the country is in a Rahu major period. The Rahu major period began at the end of 2015 and runs for 18 years until 2033. Amongst its many meanings, Rahu is the significator of transformation. In the USA Vedic chart, natal Rahu is located in the eighth house, which is the house of big changes. So, the country is now in a period of its history marked by ongoing transformation. The eighth house has some other problematic significations, like scandal and death or removal of the leader. Rahu is an eclipse point. In other words, it obscures things and therefore becomes an agent of confusion. In Vedic mythology, Rahu is a demon representing demonic activities. Note that in the natal chart, Rahu is accompanied by Mercury, the planet of communication, the planet of facts and information. One of the outcomes of this combination is the demonic obscuring of facts and information. In other words, fake news. As of last year, the U.S. began a Jupiter sub-period of its Rahu major period. Jupiter is the ruler of the sign Pisces and therefore the fourth house of the chart, which is the house of the homeland and its inhabitants, the common people. Jupiter, as the ruler of Sagittarius, also represents the first house, in other words, the identity of the nation. Natal Jupiter is in Gemini in this chart. Gemini is the most dual sign of the zodiac. The seventh house, in a nation's chart, is the house of public awareness. So, two separate identities for the nation and its people, and two separate belief systems. Indeed, the country is very divided, politically, socially, economically. Meanwhile, how is POTUS doing? As I showed in a video segment a few weeks ago, Mr. Trump now enters a challenging time in his life, according to his Vedic astrology chart. He's entering his Saturn sub-period, which looks highly problematic for him. Saturn represents both his seventh house of partners and opponents, and, simultaneously, his sixth house of struggle, difficulty, and enemies. His natal Saturn is placed in the 12th house, the house of hidden activities, loss, and endings. Saturn is with Venus, the planet of advice and advisors. Also, the 12th house is the house of unresolved past karma. Looks like he's got a lot of bad karma coming due. And now, during January, Mars, planet of action, is transiting in his 8th house, the house of big changes, chronic problems, secrets, and scandal. When a natural malefic planet, such as Mars, the planet of conflict, transits through a difficult house of the chart, while that sector of the chart is activated, in this case, by Trump's Jupiter major period, it spells deep trouble. Already the storm clouds are gathering as a result of his ill-conceived shutdown of the government over the wall funding, which leads now to a showdown with the new Congress. So, in order for something to happen, there has to be a compromise. The planet of compromise and agreement is Venus. Where is Venus? It just went into Scorpio, the sign of power, secrets, investigations, alliances, and conspiracies. Venus is also the planet of appearance, so perhaps a conspiracy to give the appearance of compromise. And note that Venus is with Jupiter, the planet of belief and wisdom. So, eventually, enough Congress critters have to see the wisdom of compromise, form some alliances, and thus find a way for both Pelosi and Trump to save face and declare victory so that the government can be funded. The exact conjunction of Venus and Jupiter is on January 23rd. Okay, that's all the time I have for this week, but don't leave yet. Have you noticed that there are no ads on this YouTube channel? That's because some viewers have responded to my request for donations. A big thank you to those who are helping to keep the Astrology News Report going and ad-free. You too can become a supporter. Just click on or touch the donation card you see here, which will take you to the donation page. Thanks, and until next week.